not such a lion as anyone could shoot, no, but by the terror of it, sword and javelin would be shattered. The blind man, going on his belly like a snake, he has opened his eyes in the garden and in spring.
Excuse me, what is he talking about here?
Transformation.
Do you remember? He made up on a story about somebody named Helal, which means what? What does it... It means Helal. You, Helal is a piece of the moon. You are not in a good position to see the full moon. You just see a little bit. This is the Helal. Now that Helal is sick in the stable, right? He is talking about this, he will say. What would it be if somebody improves? Because I'm talking about somebody who is not what he was, who is in another, in a higher level or position. Yes?
How is the how that has been freed from how-ness and has attained to the abounding life of how-lessness?
I don't know if it is translatable like that. Very critical. First of all, he's talking about chun. Chun is a very simple word in that language which has a very complicated way of being used. Because you will ask you a question that, how did it happen? And I will answer to you, because of this. In both ways, you will say chun and I will say chun. It is the question, it is the answer, it is the main reason for everything, right? Means the base of the logic is answering this simple question. Why, how, and all that, right? Okay. Now, at the beginning we said, we are not talking about the logic. Logic is too little and doesn't serve us. We are talking about beyond the logic. We say, haha. How will be someone who will pass this question of how? Three times how. Because we are imagining a place that there is no why and because. Everything is there because it should be. Where is the problem? Problem is in you. You don't know what it is. You don't know how it is. You need explanations. There is a place that the people, they don't have this question anymore. And they don't need that explanation. They pass that. They have arrived in another kind of life without these questions. Life, I don't need to have always the question of why and how and blah, 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 blah. I'm here. Do you know why? Do you know how? Do you know what life is? No. And without all of this, I could live, right? Why do I have all those questions? Why? Because I want more power. Knowledge is power. And I want to use that power. That's the aggressivity you see in the modern humanity. we have the power, because we have that curiosity, that tension is always there. Who is user? This is the critical and funny part. I'm two, and one of these is not changing. The other one is changing. Culture and all of that is in my character, right? But the animal one is the animal one and is not changing naturally. Then what? Oh. Then there is me. That me who could change this to go out of the limitation of logic, to understand beyond the logic, because logically some part of being a good human being looks stupid. It's losing, not being the winner and not having that power, all of that. So, yes?
He has become a dispenser of how-ness in the world beyond locality.
He is not the imprisoned fellow of this chunness. This chun, he's using it, because this is a part of life. Yes?
All hows are round his table like dogs. He gives them a bone from howlessness, and the state of pollution. Keep silent. Do not recite this surah. Until you wash yourself entirely clean of howness, do not put your hand on this book, O youth.
The stuff that I'm talking now, you're looking at it, right? Don't touch it. You have to qualify yourself. What is this qualification? Is washing yourself totally, all of you. This is something that in Islam they will call it ghusl. You will drop yourself, you will submerge yourself in the water to clean yourself. Are you listening? Oh yeah, physically you submerge yourself in the water. But here he says, listen, first wash yourself, then touch this. The stuff that I'm talking about, you're not supposed to touch it even if you don't have the knowledge. You should go deep in the knowledge, then you could read this stuff that I want to explain to you. Did you get it? He said, listen, you are filthy. You had sex. You had animal connection. You have to wash yourself, then you would understand what I'm talking about. This stuff that you will call it science, you're captured by it. Like all animals. They don't do anything illogical. They know what they do, right? Even better than you. So what's going on here? We are getting a little bit further away from the animal to be able to think beyond the logic. Because this is working logical, right? And I'm trying to talk to the other one with a very limited success, because you don't let me. Because while I'm talking, you are talking. Yeah, you are thinking. You are playing even with the words that I use. These are the habit of that animal which is using that brain. We want to bring in another subject. So you should wash yourself and come close. Yes, let's listen.
Whether I am dirty or clean, O princess, if I do not recite this, then what in the world shall I recite?
To look carefully, the only thing worth it to read is this. I mean, this language was created to do something. This is what I'm talking about, which is worthy of paying attention. Yes?
You say to me, for the sake of the reward, do not go into the water tank without having washed.
Are you listening? Oh, you should be careful here. It's some details here about that washing yourself, going deep in the water and seeking that cleanliness that you need. Here he will say, oh, what should I do now? In one hand, you will tell me not to touch this stuff and go back. And in the second hand, you will tell me go deep in the water. Should I go deep in the water or avoid the water? What's the role that I should play? Yes?
Outside of the tank, there is nothing but earth. No one who does not enter the tank is clean. If the waters have not the grace to receive filth continually, alas for the longing lover and his hope. O sorrow for his everlasting sorrow. The water has 100 graces, 100 pities, but it receives the defiled ones and purifies them. And peace be with you.
Yeah. You explained everything and logically are telling me that don't get close to that, don't do this or do that. What is all of this logic that you're telling me is coming from? Let's look at the water. What is water? Look at it. It will accept all the dirt, all the filthy stuff, and will make them all clean, and it's still clean. What do you say about that? Do you remember when we were talking here, I will bring in the example of the music. You don't have a logical explanation for that music. It plays with the soul of the people. Right? Here, he will bring in the water itself. He will say, look at the water, which is cleaning everything, and it's always clean. Now what? Should I go in the water or no? Yes?
O you, radiance of God, Husnuddin, the light is your protector from the worst flying creatures.
Who is talking to whom? Now we know. Rumi is talking to Husnuddin, who is the manager, the best fellow here, which is his follower and his replacement and all of that, right? So he will turn to him to say that the final word is this, which will apply to any fellow who listens to this book. This is what it is. Oh, you Husnuddin, you, and he will explain, you the birdie one, you, the thirsty fellow for knowledge who is running around and all, who are lucky to receive the chance of this life. Yes.
The light and its extent are your protector, O sun, who art concealed from the bath. The veil before the face of the sun, what is it? But excess of brilliance and intensity of splendor. The veil over the sun is just the light of the Lord. The bat and the night have no light.